You know, I was reading this blog Plumline the other day, and
Oh, yeah.
it really got me thinking about this idea. What if we're like
Yeah.
representatives of something
Okay.
much bigger than ourselves? You know, what if
Interesting.
our everyday lives have this kind of cosmic significance we haven't even considered?
Yeah, that's a really fascinating idea, and it's really in line with one of Plumline's articles, actually, Heaven's Ambassadors. It's called Colon, Representing the Kingdom of God on Earth. They really dive deep into this whole concept of Christians, not just believing, but embodying something much larger.
Okay, so let's unpack this whole ambassador thing. I'm picturing
Okay.
someone in a fancy suit at the UN. But I have a feeling it's a bit more profound than that.
Definitely. It is definitely more profound than that. The article really breaks down how this analogy actually works. Think about it. Ambassadors are appointed by a government, not elected by the people. They're handpicked to represent their nation's interests.
So no campaigning for this job,
Right.
no popularity contests,
Exactly.
just a divine
This is
appointment.
a divine appointment. Yeah.
That makes you wonder how we're even supposed to
Right.
know W,
That's the question, isn't it?
what our duties are.
How are we supposed to know what our ambassadorial duties are? Well, just like ambassadors are briefed before being sent out, the article suggests that, we really need to understand what it is. We're actually representing, they call it heaven's culture,
Heaven's culture.
and it's all
Gotta
about
learn.
reflecting God's values and intentions here on earth.
Heaven's culture transforming earth.
Yeah.
That phrase from the blog
Yeah.
really, it really stood out to me.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a beautiful thought,
It is.
but honestly, it feels a bit abstract to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
What does that actually look
Like,
like?
how
What's
do
he
we
doing?
bring that down to earth? Yeah. That's where it gets really interesting. So the article argues that just like a human ambassador, we're called to represent our nation's interests, in this case, God's kingdom, above our own personal opinions.
So it's not about pushing my agenda. It's
Exactly.
about figuring out
What
what
if
God's agenda
we're
is.
aligning ourselves with his will? Yeah.
And how do we even?
And the article hints at some pretty key concepts, I think. Things like
What kind of things?
stewardship dominion, even spiritual warfare.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Stewardship, I get.
Okay.
Like being responsible with our talents, even money.
Exactly.
But dominion and spiritual warfare,
Right.
that sounds a little
Yeah.
intense. I know those terms can be a little loaded,
Right.
but if we peel back the layers a little bit, they
Okay.
start to reveal some
Okay.
surprising implications
Okay.
for how we live.
All right, I'm all ears. Let's dive into each of those concepts
Sounds good.
and see what they really mean
Okay.
in this whole ambassador analogy. Where do we start?
Let's tackle stewardship first.
Okay.
Okay, so think about it.
Okay.
Just like an ambassador
Yeah.
is entrusted with their nation's resources
Right.
to use strategically, we're given resources too,
Okay.
our talents, our time, our possessions, not just for our own benefit, but
Right.
for the advancement of the kingdom we
Jesus,
represent.
it's not just about how much we put in the offering plate on Sunday.
No, it's much broader than that.
Okay. Yeah.
It's about viewing everything we
It's
have
about
as a tool
different way
to further God's purposes.
of looking at our resources, our time, even our everyday choices.
That's starting to make sense.
Yeah.
But what about dominion? The
Right.
article says it's
Yeah.
about partnering with God to bring order and flourishing to
Yeah.
his creation.
Yeah.
I have to admit,
Okay.
I'm still struggling to grasp
Okay.
how that connects to being an ambassador.
Think of it this way. If you're an ambassador, you're not just representing your nation's interests in a vacuum. You're interacting with other nations, navigating different cultures and systems. And as representatives of God's kingdom, we're called to do the same.
Okay.
Engage with the world around us. Not just isolate ourselves from it.
So it's about bringing a taste of Kevin's culture and every sphere of influence we have. Just our personal lives.
That taste of heaven.
Our communities.
Our workplaces.
Even our interactions online.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And that can be a powerful force for good, you know?
Yeah.
It's about taking the values of God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Things like justice, compassion, and love.
Right.
And trying to infuse those into the systems and structures of the world around us.
Okay, now for the big one.
Okay.
Spiritual warfare. This is where I tend to get a bit squeamish. Are we talking about battling demons in dark alleys?
Not quite.
Okay.
Now, the article actually defines spiritual warfare as recognizing that there's a constant battle for the hearts and minds of people.
Hmm.
It's more about a clash of worldviews, a struggle for truth, than literal sword fights with demonic entities.
Okay, so it's about pushing back.
It's about
those narratives
that are contrary to God's truth.
Contrary to God's truth.
And actively promoting a different way of seeing the world.
Promoting a different way of seeing the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the article makes this fascinating point.
Okay.
Just like a human ambassador has to navigate complex political landscapes.
Okay.
We're called to engage in this spiritual battle.
Right.
To stand up for what we believe in.
Okay.
Even when it's unpopular?
It's almost like we've been given diplomatic immunity of sorts in the spiritual realm.
Oh.
Not arrogance, but a kind of confidence that comes from knowing we're aligned with a higher power.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about walking with a boldness.
Okay.
Rooted in the truth we represent.
So we've got stewardship, dominion, spiritual warfare.
We've got the big three.
All tied to this ambassador concept.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, still a bit theoretical.
Right.
How does all this translate?
Yeah. How does this rubber meet the road?
To everyday life.
Yeah.
What does it actually look like?
That's the question.
To live out these concepts.
What's it look like?
In practical ways.
Practically.
Yeah.
That's a great question and a perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive. All right.
Right.
So welcome back. You know, I'm glad we're going to dig a little deeper here into what it means to be these ambassadors of heaven.
Right.
Because the practical implications are where things get really fascinating.
Absolutely. We laid some groundwork, you know, with those big concepts, stewardship, dominion, spiritual warfare.
Right.
But now I'm craving some specifics.
Right.
What does all this actually look like when I'm, say, grabbing coffee or dealing with a difficult coworker?
Okay, so let's start with that coffee run.
Okay.
Okay, imagine you're at your favorite coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
You're in line.
Okay.
And the person behind you
is being impatient, maybe even rude to the barista.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
I usually just try to ignore it and hope it blows over quickly.
That's a common reaction.
Yeah.
But think about it.
Okay.
How might you respond differently?
Okay.
If you see yourself as an ambassador, not just a random coffee drinker.
Okay.
Okay. Let me think.
Yeah.
If I'm representing heaven's culture,
uh-huh.
I shouldn't just mirror the negativity.
Right.
Maybe I could try to de-escalate the situation a little bit.
Yeah.
Offer a kind word to the barista.
Right.
Maybe even try to engage with the impatient person in a friendly way.
Now you're getting it.
Okay.
It's about being intentional.
Okay.
About bringing a little bit of grace and peace into that environment.
Instead of adding to the tension.
Exactly.
So instead of just reacting to the situation, I'm proactively trying to bring a bit of heaven's culture into it.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. What about at work?
Okay.
My job isn't exactly glamorous,
mm-hmm.
but are there ways I can be an ambassador even in those mundane tasks?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Think about those kingdom values we talked about.
Okay.
Honesty, integrity, justice, compassion.
Right.
Each of those can be embodied in a workplace setting.
Give me an example. Yeah. How would that actually play out?
Let's say you're in a meeting.
Okay.
Where a decision is being made that you feel is ethically questionable.
Okay.
Or maybe someone is being treated unfairly.
Right.
How might you respond in that situation?
Well, I guess in the past.
Yeah.
I might have stayed quiet, not wanting to rock the boat.
Yeah, a lot of us do that.
But as an ambassador,
mm-hmm.
maybe speaking up, voicing my concerns.
Exactly.
Even if it's uncomfortable, would be the right thing to do.
Exactly. You're representing a higher standard, a different way of doing things.
Right.
It might not always be easy, but it's about reflecting those kingdom values, even in challenging situations.
It's almost like my actions, even in those seemingly insignificant moments, become little demonstrations.
Yeah. That like of
what that heaven's culture looks like.
Embassies.
In the real world.
Exactly. Little embassies. Right. Yeah. And don't underestimate the impact that even small actions can have.
Right.
You know, it might inspire someone else or plant a seed that bears fruit later on.
Okay. So we've covered coffee shops and workplaces.
Right.
But what about our online lives?
Okay.
Social media can feel like a battleground these days.
It can.
How does this ambassador concept apply there?
Social media is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
And just like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right.
Think about what it means to be an ambassador in that context. Well, you're representing something. You're carrying a message.
So it's not just about posting selfies and ranting about traffic.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in that.
Yeah.
But
it's about considering what I'm putting out there.
Yeah. What message are you conveying?
Right.
What if every post, every comment was seen as an opportunity to reflect the values of the kingdom, to build others up, to speak truth, to offer hope?
That's a pretty radical shift in perspective.
It is.
It's almost like instead of getting sucked into the negativity and the drama, I'm trying to be a conduit of something better, something more hopeful.
I think that's at the heart of this whole ambassador idea.
Okay.
It's not about isolating ourselves from the world, but engaging with it in a way that brings light, that points to something beyond the everyday chaos.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this all comes together.
Okay.
But I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes I struggle to even know what the right thing is.
Sure.
How do I make sure?
Yeah. How do we know?
I'm actually representing God's heart.
Right.
Not just imposing my own ideas.
That's where discernment comes in.
Right.
And that's a topic we can probably do a whole deep dive on.
Ooh, maybe another episode.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for now,
yeah.
can you give me some pointers?
Sure.
What helps you stay grounded when you're trying to navigate these tricky waters?
You know, for me, it comes down to staying connected to the source.
Okay.
Spending time in prayer, reading scripture, being part of a community where I can get feedback and support.
Right.
Those are essential practices for me.
Okay. So it's not about trying to
figure
it all out on my own.
It's not about having all the answers.
It's about tapping into a wisdom.
Yeah. About, that's bigger than myself.
Yeah. Aligning ourselves with a wisdom that's far greater than our own.
Right.
Yeah. And remembering that
yeah.
it's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
You know, we're all going to stumble along the way.
But it's about getting back up.
Yeah.
And continuing to strive to be the best ambassadors we can be.
I appreciate that reminder.
Yeah.
It's easy to get overwhelmed.
It is.
By the weight of this concept.
Yeah. It can feel heavy.
But you're right. It's about progress, not perfection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the more we embrace this identity as ambassadors, the more we'll see those kingdom values woven into the fabric of our lives,
right,
even in the most unexpected places.
This is really making me rethink my whole approach to daily life.
Yeah.
But you know, something's still bugging me.
Okay, what's that?
We've talked a lot about representing God's values, bringing heaven's culture to earth,
right?
But how do we know
we're
actually making a difference?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do we measure?
Yeah, how do we measure our success as ambassadors?
That's a profound question.
Do we need to see some tangible outcome, some measurable impact to know we're doing it right?
I think the answer might surprise you.
All right, you've definitely piqued my curiosity.
Okay.
Let's unpack that in the final part
of
our deep dive. Okay, so we're back. And ready to wrap up our deep dive into this whole ambassadors of heaven concept.
Right.
We've talked about what it means, explored some real world applications. But there's this question that's been kind of nagging at me.
Okay.
How do we measure our success as ambassadors?
That's a good question.
Do we need to see some tangible outcome,
right?
Some measurable impact,
yeah,
to know we're doing it right.
That's a question that I think
Yeah.
gets to the heart of what it means to live out our faith, doesn't it? It's
Yeah.
tempting to want a scorecard,
Right.
you
Yeah.
know, some concrete evidence
Yeah,
that
exactly.
we're making a difference.
Yeah, it's natural to want to see results,
Right.
but how do we even
But how do we
quantify that?
quantify that?
Yeah,
Yeah.
if we're talking about heaven's culture, like the article says.
Well, the article actually touches on this in a way that I found really insightful. It suggests that maybe our focus shouldn't be so much on the outcomes, but on the faithfulness of our representation.
Wait, so you're saying the results aren't important?
Not necessarily. Think about it like this. If you're an ambassador, your primary responsibility is to faithfully represent your nation's interests. You do your best to build relationships, communicate effectively, advocate for your nation's policies, but ultimately, you can't control how other nations respond.
So I can't force people to accept heaven's culture
Right.
any more than an ambassador could
Exactly.
force another country to adopt their nation's policies.
Right.
But does that mean our efforts are pointless
No, not at all.
if we don't see immediate change?
Remember, we're playing the long game here.
The article talks about
Yeah.
planting seeds, about being a light in the darkness. Sometimes those seeds take a long time to sprout,
Right?
and sometimes that light shines brightest
Yeah.
in the places that seem the most resistant to it.
So maybe success isn't about racking up converts
Right.
or seeing some dramatic transformation
It's not about the
overnight.
numbers, it's
Yeah.
about faithfulness.
So maybe it's more about staying faithful to our calling.
To embody
Do embodying those kingdom
in
values
our everyday
in
lives,
our everyday lives, trusting that
trusting that God will use
those acts of faithfulness,
those little acts of faithfulness,
however
however
small,
small they may seem,
are contributing to something much bigger on
right,
ourselves.
something much bigger than ourselves.
That's a pretty radical shift in perspective,
It is.
but it's also kind of freeing, isn't it?
It is
It
freeing.
takes the pressure off.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off.
Needing to see immediate results of having to see those instant
And
results.
allows us to focus on
Yeah.
simply being the best representatives we can be.
Exactly. It's about surrendering control and trusting
Trusting that God is working
that God is working through us,
through us, even when we can't see the full picture.
even when we can't see the full picture.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with this thought.
Yeah.
What if our lives, in all their ordinariness, are actually these incredible opportunities
Yeah.
to participate in
So
something
participate in something truly
truly extraordinary?
extraordinary. Yeah. What if every interaction, every decision, every act of kindness or courage
Becomes
becomes a little embassy of heaven?
a tiny glimpse of a reality
A little
that's
glimpsed.
breaking into this world.
I love that.
That's a beautiful image to leave our listeners with.
Yeah.
So as you go about your week, consider this.
Okay.
What if you were to approach each moment, not just as yourself, but as an ambassador of something much greater?
How might that change the way you see the world
How might that change the way you see the
and the
world?
way you move through it?
And if you want to explore this concept
Yeah.
further, I
Yeah.
highly recommend
Definitely check out
checking out Plumline's blog.
Plumline's blog.
They got some amazing resources that can help you
Yeah, they've got
dive deeper into this idea of being
some really great stuff.
heaven's ambassadors.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
We'll be back next time with another
Yes.
thought-provoking topic to explore.
We'll see you then.
Until then, keep seeking truth, keep
Yes.
growing in grace,
Absolutely.
and keep letting your light shine,
Yes,
ambassador.
shining.